Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It is Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. So blessed to be joined right now on the VIP line. It's Denzel Mims, wide receiver from Baylor. Denzel, good evening. How's it going, man?
I mean, it's going good. How's it going with you?
It's going good out here in Colorado. And I got to tell you, Denzel, I've been going to the Senior Bowl for 15-plus years. I obviously saw you down there in Mobile. I tweeted out a video from the coach's film of you making, like, these amazing plays after play after play. So let's talk about that Senior Bowl event where you really jumped out among the nation's best. What was your mindset going into the Senior Bowl and that week of practice down there in Mobile?
I knew that practice was real big, and that was somewhere you can showcase your talent and show them what you're really about. And I went out there with a very confident in myself, and I knew I had something out to prove, and I knew that the Senior Bowl was the best place to do it. Dealing with you got the top seniors there. And everyone is good and very competitive. And, I mean, it was just an opportunity for me, and I try to go take advantage of it.
All right, Denzel. Okay, all your hard work and sacrifice that you've put in has come down to this one moment, and you are days away from the NFL draft. How are you holding up with the situation?
I'm a little nervous for the draft, you know, because you don't know where you're going to end up at. And so I'm a bit nervous when it comes to that, but I'm also very excited because I know this is what I've been working for my whole life, and I'm just getting a step closer. So I'm able to, you know, after the draft, I'll be able to check off that box for that.
Baylor wide receiver Denzel Mims joining us. Denzel, I want to ask you also about the combine and your experience down there at the combine where you ran that 4.38, where you really stood out again. So, going back through your mindset or just focus for the scouting combine, what was that like?
Just going down there, I just wanted to prove myself also, as I did in Mobile. And I know there was going to be a lot of great players there. And I just wanted to be one of those players that stands out. And so going down there was great. I had a lot of good experience. I met a lot of good people, some unbelievable people, unbelievable coaches. I just had a great time going down there.
So 2020 receiving class is arguably one of the deepest classes that we've seen so far, and you're one of the talented wide receivers as well. What are some of your strongest qualities and attributes?
I would say really is my contested catching, my blocking, and my unselfishness. You know, I'm not a selfish guy. You know, I'm not really one of those guys that cries and complains about the ball. Whatever I can do to put my team in the best situation, I'm willing to do it.
It's Denzel Mims, Baylor wide receiver, joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Denzel, your performance at the Senior Bowl was outstanding. I was there for that. Your performance at the Combine was outstanding. Was there for that. Do those performances mean even more now because of this whole coronavirus pandemic and you can't go, you know, have those private workouts for pro teams like you could in years past?
Oh, repeat that question again, please.
Do you think that your standout performances at the Senior Bowl and the Combine are even more important now because of this coronavirus? You're not able to go work out for teams like you would normally.
Most definitely, you know, because with this going on, you know, you're not able to meet, you're not able to go and see the teams and meet with them and work out for them. So now it's all about how you talk and how you present yourself. And so I think that me doing what I did at the Senior Bowl and doing it at the Combine helped me a lot.
So, Denzel, I know you had a virtual interview with the Denver Broncos, and Drew Locke is definitely one of those young quarterbacks who loves to take shots down the field. He loves to be aggressive. How could your skill set help his development as a quarterback?
Well, you know, he likes to throw the ball downfield. I mean, I like to run the, I like to run around downfield. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we'll fit in right, fit in good together. You know, whatever he, whatever the quarterbacks need me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, down the field with that speed, Denzel Mims has got it. He's our guest right now on the VIP line, wide receiver from Baylor. And Denzel, I want to know, again, kind of going back to the Senior Bowl and that video I tweeted out about you where you, like, did this twisting, turning catch on the sideline, came down with the ball. I don't remember you talking a bunch of smack, either on film at Baylor or even in person. Is that part of your game at all? Because you make these amazing catches. Do you talk about it on the field to your opponents at all?
I'm not really a big talker. Like I don't talk noise, you know, because I feel like, you know, I have no room to talk, you know. I just want to go out there. I'm only here to do one thing, that's to play the game of football. And so that talking noise is not called for, you know. You don't have to do all of that to have fun. And I just go out there and have fun and go out there and compete. So, you know, I'm just going to do what I came here to do, and that's to play football. I can lead that to someone else.
Now, Denzel, I mean, in the NFL, wide receivers are going to be asked to sometimes play in the slot and go across the middle. They're roaming linebackers and they're safeties. You're a big-body wide receiver. Do you have any problem going in there and digging linebackers out and making those tough catches in between the hashes?
No, not at all. I mean, I did that a lot at Baylor, going across the middle. Running a lot of slants going across the middle, so I'm pretty comfortable with doing that. You know, I have no problem with doing that because I know what to expect. I know that you're going to get hit. I know that linebacker going to come to clean you up sometimes. You know, I just know what to expect. But at the end of the day, you know, if I'm alive and I can get up, then, you know, it's fine with me.
It's Denzel Mims, Baylor wide receiver on the VIP line, joining me, Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Denzel, my final question for you has to do with, you know, your workouts kind of leading up to this. Again, it's a weird offseason. The coronavirus got everybody, you know, cooped up and quarantined and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, what are you doing to stay in shape, to keep your mind right, you know, keep your body in shape, all that kind of stuff?
Well, I work out Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, and I run Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturdays. I run 2 to 3 miles on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And Sunday I might run just two miles or maybe one. So, I mean, that's just my workout that I do, you know, at home.
Well, I tell you what, Denzel, I mean, you're extraordinary wide receiver, but I'd be remiss if I didn't take you through a little rapid roundup. And basically what we're going to do, we're going to play a little game. I'm going to toss some questions out to you, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind, okay?
All right.
All right. So, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
LeBron James.
Skiing or snowboarding?
You said what?
Skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
All right, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar.
Denzel Washington or Samuel L. Jackson?
Denzel Washington all day.
All right, Iron Man or Batman?
Iron Man.
All right, now here's the final one. There's 15 seconds on the clock. You're down 6 points, and you're on the 5-yard line. It's the fourth quarter. What do you do?
I'm throwing the ball to Denzel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's right. But the ball game is on the line. That's right. You're throwing the ball to Denzel.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, because that's going to win. Yeah, that's going to win you the game.
Yeah, that's that fade route or the back shoulder throw, Cecil.
Best of the jump ball in this draft class, man. Best of the jump ball in this draft class. Amazing talent. Denzel Mims. And I got to say, Denzel, me and Nick, we talk about you almost every night on our show and would love to see you in Denver, man. We certainly appreciate your time, and thank you very much for joining us tonight.
I thank y'all for having me on.
Appreciate you.
Throw it up. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. I didn't say that. I didn't sing.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.